Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. This program is sponsored by Every.Black Entrepreneurs Network. Our foundation scripture today comes from Psalm, the 37th chapter and the 4th verse. And it reads, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart." Before we start with our story today, I will share a list of ideas I found on the internet for those who desire to become an author, and here are a few of them. Number one, set writing goals. For example, what kind of book you want to write? A biography? Fiction or nonfiction? An instructional manual of some sort, perhaps. Number two, write in the morning. Ideas may come to you easier when you are fresh out of bed. Number three, write daily. Decide how much you want to write each day, whether it's a page, a paragraph, or a section of a chapter. Number four, always carry a notebook and pen. You can jot down information whenever you're inspired to do so. Number five, make an outline. This helps in the organization of your manuscript. Number six, keep it brief and concise. That is, know what you plan to write about before you write. And number seven, the last item I want to mention is to proofread thoroughly before you decide to let someone else edit what you have written. Now, we'll be back with our story after a break. Stay with us. Welcome, everybody. The story today comes from Chapter 7, On the Beach, taken from the book Heaven Can't Wait, or Can It? The sequel. The title of the story today is A Spiritual Awakening, Part 2. So, here is Part 2 of the story. The last time in our story, Aaron prayed with Sandra with the expectation that she would be healed of her condition. Sandra was in full agreement with that prayer, even though she lacked the understanding of much of what Aaron had prayed about. As they both sat on the patio listening to the ocean waves, Aaron was led to say,
"That's fine, Sandra, that you don't understand everything that I said in that prayer. All you have to do is to believe, like you said you would do. But there's something else that may be difficult to understand, Sandra. Think about this. Whatever it is we desire when we pray for it, we only have to believe that we will get it. That we will get whatever we pray for, whether it's a physical healing that we desire or anything else for that matter."
"Is that what you're talking about in the Bible, Aaron?"
"I'm glad you asked that question, and the answer is yes. It's in the Bible, Sandra, and it's in Psalm chapter 37 and verse 4. This is a common scripture that I've memorized. It says, 'Delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart.' Now, these desires, Sandra, are those that may have been hidden, way down, deep down in your spirit, for years even. Desires that no one else may have even known about."
"Oh, that's so inspiring, Aaron. Do you really mean I can have anything I desire to have, as long as I delight in the Lord?"
"Well, Sandra, that's what it says in the Word. And remember this, that Word I'm talking about, the Word that's written in the Scriptures, is all any of us have to go on, as far as knowing what God has promised us. So, the only thing we have to do, Sandra, and God requires for us to do it, is to believe what He's promised in that word. Anyway, that verse of scripture in Psalms that I mentioned is inspiring, all right, because if you do delight in the Lord, He's promised us everything we desire. Now, you may ask, how do you delight in the Lord?
Yeah, Aaron. How do you delight in the Lord?
Well, that's easy to answer, Sandra. You just do what He says to do. You obey Him. And to do that, you do need to know what He says in His Word. And not only that, but you need to be happy about doing what's right. That is, what He says is right for you to do. So listen, Sandra, after you get that physical healing, think of some of the other things you desire to have. Then pray for them, using the principles that I told you about before. Remember? The PAT principle? Now, I just mentioned this principle briefly, but I'll talk about it more in detail later.
Oh, sure, Aaron. How can I forget that? Especially when I like football so much, so I'll take you up on that.
No, Sandra, no, no, no. Don't take me up on that. Take God up on what He says in His Word, and just do it. You know, it's kind of like the principle of giving. And that same word, God says that if you give, you will get it back. In fact, it says that you will get back more than what you may have given. So, Sandra, look at it as an opportunity to see if God will do what He says. All you have to do is wait on Him. You do know, Sandra, it's true. It is a true saying that He may not come when you want Him, but He's always on time. Well, that's not just a cliche. It's really true.
Okay, Aaron, I'll do that. But first things first, I have to get this physical healing I need first. Otherwise, I won't be around to get the other desires I want.
Now, let's be positive. You'll be around. You'll live to a ripe old age. And I'm being prophetic, Sandra. Of course, you still have to agree with and accept that. And let me tell you a secret. You'll always be here, in spirit. You only have to believe that, as Jesus Himself said in John, the 11th chapter, in the 26th verse. Read it. You'll see what I'm saying.
I do agree with you, Aaron, that I'll live to a ripe old age, as you put it.
That's the spirit, Sandra.
And I do understand. You don't want even a small bit of unbelief, do you, Aaron?
You're right, Sandra. I don't want to leave any room for doubt. Remember, it's belief and not doubt that's the key to your getting whatever it is that you desire. No, you don't want to give evil any kind of opening in your life. Anyway, one more thing, Sandra. You do know our faith is unlimited, don't you? And what I'm talking about is we can use as much of it as we want. And what I'm saying is having, if you want it, a radical kind of faith. That's the kind of faith that causes us to believe that we have something, even though it's not yet in our possession. But Sandra, the amazing part about praying is that the most effective prayers are those we feel confident will be answered. Now, if it's something that God does not want us to have, because He knows it's not best for us, then that will be revealed to us in our spirit. In other words, we have to believe that God will do whatever is best for us, whether we get our desires met or not.
Well, that certainly makes sense. And that's amazing, Aaron. So give me an example of this radical kind of faith that's in the scripture.
Okay, Sandra, I'll give you an example. But before I do, let's just sit here and enjoy the sound of the ocean for a while.
We'll be back for the conclusion of this portion of the story after a break. Welcome back. As they just sat there on the patio, Aaron said,
"This is so relaxing, Sandra, and I can tell you're really hungry for the word. We've been here talking about it for a long time already, and you're still not tired."
"Well, Aaron, let me tell you, if you were in my position, with my life on the line, you'd be hungry for the word too."
"Well, I can't argue with that."
"But Aaron, I'm sure you're as hungry for the word as I am. But I'll tell you, it's different when it's your life is on the line. It changes your perspective about things, including time. Anyway, before any more time passes, tell me real quick about this radical kind of faith you're talking about that's in the Bible."
"Okay, Sandra, you want to know about this radical faith? Well, remember the three Hebrew children mentioned in the scriptures?"
"Yes."
"Okay then, you know that they refused to bow down to the king. And as a result, the king said he would have them thrown into a fiery furnace. Now, I love how the children responded to the king's wishes that they bow down to him. The children said they would not bow down and that their God would save them. So, Sandra, they truly believed that God would somehow would intervene and save them from being thrown into that fire. But I love what they said next. They were defiant towards the king when they told him that even if God did not save them from the fire, they would not bow down to him. Now, that's the radical kind of faith that I was talking about."
"Okay."
"So Sandra, that should be your attitude. That is to truly believe that you will be healed of your condition. But even if you're not healed, you still won't bow down to that condition, that dirty thing in your body. Now, don't get me wrong. You should continue to believe, that is, to have the faith that God will somehow do what's best for you. That is to say, to heal you one way or the other. Now back to the Hebrew children in the story. Well, you know the story. They ended up being thrown into that fire, but they were not harmed because God was with them. So again, Sandra, that should be your attitude regarding your condition. God will always be with you."
"Okay."
"Yeah, and I say that because regardless of what happens, whether you see your healing or not, since God will be with you, ultimately you will get what you want."
"I understand."
After giving Sandra this bit of wisdom, Aaron paused and saw that by the expression on Sandra's face, that she was even more confused. Nevertheless, Aaron continued.
"Sandra, I know what I've said is a lot for you to absorb, but what I'm talking about, it's all in the Bible. Just read it, and you will grow in faith. Now, let's go out on the patio, and I have something else to tell you."
"Okay."
Be sure to be with us the next time and find out what else Aaron has to say to Sandra. Before we finish the program today, listen to the following promotional segment. William Porter here with a message and an invitation to join the Inspirational Book Club. Admit it, we book lovers still desire to meet and discuss a book we may be reading. The power of the internet through Zoom allows you access to book club meetings. It allows all members to be in one place, one space. The Inspirational Book Club is not just about discussing books. It's also about hearing testimonies from participants. They are just so inspirational. Listen to this.
"Well, Dr. Porter, this is Kim."
"Kim, okay.
And when your spirit says talk, you have to talk. I'm so very grateful to be here this afternoon, and I am so grateful that this book club is being starting off very, very successful, even though I got actually thrown off my computer and lost my connection earlier. So I do apologize for not being able to show the screen, the presentation. But I just want to thank God, because you know what? As a testimony, sometimes we don't understand why things happen and when they happen. I certainly don't. But sometimes by acknowledging God and His goodness, it takes care of everything. And I think this is, we try to prepare for something, and in my opinion, it's coming out 10 times better than I even imagined. So thank you, Dr. Porter. I think that people are enjoying themselves. I know that I let my Holy Spirit come out of me. And that's how I know God is moving me. When you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, it doesn't take your brain to take action. I found that out recently. As you all know, I actually volunteered to be laid off of my corporate job to join Every Dot Black, and it was not a planned event. I don't know what happened. I think I lost my mind at that moment, but I know now that was my Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God talking through me out of my mouth. And when that happened, now I'm in my purpose. I am the happiest I've been in my entire life. And little would I know that that would have happened like it did. And sometimes you just need to walk out on faith, and that Spirit's going to tell you. He's in all of us, whether we acknowledge Him or not. But when we let Him take control of our bodies, our minds, that's when we become very, very successful. And that's when we become finding our happy place, our purpose. So I just wanted to say that, give glory to God.
In the Amen. Book club,
give Amen. Glory to God in our lives. Let the Holy Spirit speak through you.
Yes, Lord.
All I had to say.
As I said, so inspirational. So don't miss out and join the discussion. Our monthly meeting is every first Saturday, and the time is from 6 o'clock p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. If you're interested in joining us, just email your name, including your preferred email address, to me, Dr. William Porter, waporter4995@yahoo.com. Again, that email address is waporter4995@yahoo.com. Within a day or so of our hearing from you, you will receive your Zoom login information package. For more information, visit the website at williamporterlife.com. Well, that's all for now. Until we meet at a future book club meeting, take care. I'm Dr. William Porter, author of inspirational books and host of the Inspirational Book Club. Well, that's all for today. In closing, I'd like to say, and would like for you to remember, that whatever you may be going through, whether good or bad, just keep in mind that there's always more good things coming your way. We'll see you next time.